I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Pope Francis has only been in charge of the Catholic Church since March, but he's made quite an impact in just 9 months. And today, Time magazine honored him as its Person of the Year.
Personally, I think it's a great choice.
Tom Rees is senior analyst for the National Catholic Reporter and a Jesuit priest like Pope Francis.
In a sense, what he's done is he's rebranded Catholicism. I think Harvard Business School is going to be looking at this for years to come. He has changed people's attitude towards the Catholic Church. He has presented the gospel message in a much more positive way. He's emphasized the love, the compassion of Jesus Christ, and he's called on the church to be a reconciler, a community builder, rather than something that's divisive. I mean, it's like suddenly your mother is no longer nagging you, but she's giving you a hug.
If you seem to be suggesting that the rebranding is a positive thing, I think not everybody agrees.
Well, there's always naysayers. But, you know, if you look at the public opinion polls, we've never seen higher rates of, positive attitudes towards the Pope. It's off the charts. Only 4% of Catholics have a negative view of this Pope. Politicians in Washington would kill for these kinds of numbers. It's only the very small, negative, conservative elite, you know, the talk show type folks that are upset because he no longer is making the Catholic Church the Republican Party at prayer. He says, no, we've got a bigger agenda.
I gather a small pocket of very liberal Catholics would also have some criticism of the Pope.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's the most liberal and the most conservative who aren't happy. The liberals, most liberals want, you know, they want change and they want it now. They want women's ordination now. They want change in the teaching on birth control now. You know, they're unhappy, but I think they're a lot happier with this pope than they've been with previous popes.
Clearly a shift in tone and emphasis from this new pope, but what concretely has he changed yet in a way that touches and changes the lives of ordinary people? For example, what about confronting the legacy of child abuse in the church?
Yes, I think, you know, changing the culture of the church is really a substantial change. He's modeling what it means to be a good bishop, a good priest, a good Catholic, to be loving and compassionate. And for victims of sexual abuse, that means getting out in front and telling these people how sad, how sorry the Catholic Church is for what happened to them, and to try and help them in their healing.
I'll bet your thoughts during the eulogies for Nelson Mandela this past week turned a lot to the modeling of this new pope.
Well, I mean, I think what Nelson Mandela did in the political realm is the same that the pope is trying to do in the religious realm. Be a reconciler, be a person who brings people together, be a person who talks about issues of justice and reconciliation. This is what the world needs, not the divisive partisan politics that we see in Washington and see around the world.
Tom, let's be blunt for a moment, because Time's Person of the Year magazine cover is a decision that's publicity-driven, basically to sell more magazines. Any final thoughts on the Pope being on the same short list as Bashar al-Assad and Miley Cyrus?
Well, I think it shows that he has really had an impact already in just this short amount of time. And frankly, it's not just him. It's the message of Jesus Christ. It's the message of compassion, of love, of concern for the poor that Pope Francis is giving to the world.
Tom Rees with the National Catholic Reporter, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.